From the Daniel L. Marsh Chapel in the heart of the Boston University campus, WBUR brings you today's interdenominational Sunday service of worship.
No, it's actually not time for church. This is, in fact, Radio Boston. WBUR's regular Sunday broadcast from Marsh Chapel probably does split some opinions among our listeners, but even if the service isn't necessarily your thing, you got to admit, the music is spectacular. The man behind the music is conductor Scott Allen Jarrett. At the age of 34, Jarrett can safely be called a rising star in Boston's quite active choral music scene. He took over the Marsh Choir in 2004, the same year he also became director of the Back Bay Chorale. And if that wasn't enough, Jarrett also flies to North Carolina once a week for his third job as music director of the Oratorio Singers at the Charlotte Symphony. And between all of that, he managed somehow to briefly top Lady Gaga on iTunes this year. Maestro, welcome.
Thank you so much, Adam. Good to be here.
It's funny. I know so many people who were raised singing Catholic or Protestant hymnody, and it's the thing. And even if they've moved on from that religious experience or expression, that music pulls on them very, very strongly. And a lot of people still just go to church just because they like to sing.
Actually, it's funny. The dean quoted recently in a sermon, he said, I know some of you come just to hear the singing or to sing the hymns. And I think that's true for many of our congregants that come to Marsh Chapel or listen to the radio, that those hymns of the faith are sort of staples of our acculturation and our experience. And they're a regular part of what we do, and the front of the hymnal is actually a funny injunction that says to sing the hymns lustily.
You studied music at BU, thinking that one day you'd become a professor, but you never really set out to be a conductor, and now you have three conducting jobs. So how did that happen?
I think the path has been a little strange for me. I thought that I would be a conductor, but at a college or at a university, and would be responsible for the choral program in a school of music. And as it happened, I came to Boston University for graduate work, and I had my master's and my doctoral degree there from Boston University. And I landed in this wonderful city of Boston where the choral scene is so active and thriving, and there's so much opportunity. And I happened to keep finding jobs, and it supported me well enough, and I was able to stay. And my appointment at Marsh Chapel is the perfect job because it's rooted in, obviously, Boston University, but at the same time, it's largely a professional appointment.
Now, besides your conducting, you're also accomplished at the keyboard. And earlier this year, you played organ on a recording of Claudio Monteverdi's The 1610 Vespers, which amazingly, briefly topped Lady Gaga's Fame Monster on iTunes. Let's hear what that action is all about. Can't read my. He can't read my poker face. Yeah, I can see how that happened.
I think actually we can attribute that topping of Lady Gaga to NPR because I think it was on Talk of the Nation.
Ah.
There was a 7-minute piece on Seraphic Fire, and it boosted sales that afternoon to top Lady Gaga.
Seraphic Fire is the chamber group?
Seraphic Fire is a professional chamber chorus and orchestra based in Miami, and I occasionally play for their performances and happen to play for this recording, this wonderful recording of Monteverdi's Vespers.
You're welcome, by the way, on behalf of all of public radio. But that is, of course, a rare example of a classical composition really burning up the charts. So I think, we wonder about what you see the big challenges facing choral groups these days, considering you lead a lot of them.
I would say, 90 to 95% of our repertoire has its roots and its basis in the church or some sort of religious affiliation. And so that's a particular challenge. But I think these live concerts, regardless of their subject, really, are real moments of beauty. And it's not unlike our 59-minute Marsh Chapel broadcast every Sunday morning. It's a moment of grace, it's a moment of beauty, and a moment of pause. And classical music, choral music in particular, because it's a voice, I think lend itself really well to that expression, that moment of beauty.
And a greater degree of universality than we would consider some other artifacts of religious tradition.
Yes, and a point of, at the same time, an expression of sort of corporate beauty, that is to say a group of people It also offers a moment for introspective or personal beauty or reflection on behalf of the listener. And certainly the people who perform have that experience moment to moment, rehearsal to rehearsal. And that is the draw of the art, I think.
You perform so much Bach. How integral do you think the faith is to that music? Did he just simply write on religious subjects because that was the business that he was in and all other composers at the time? Or is it really imbued at every level with the spirit that moves you to sing every Sunday?
He was certainly a person of great faith, but he is an inspiration for an approach to craft and an approach to musical expression that I think is worthy of constant reminder. He sort of woke up every morning and he practiced his art daily. He had to write to function, you know, if not for every week, every other day, or for whatever the demands were. And he didn't have the luxury of sort of reflecting and waiting for personal inspiration. It was a craft. It was an art. And what's remarkable to me about Bach is that piece to piece, work to work, the level of craftsmanship is just awe-inspiring.
Well, Scott Alan Jarrett, music director at BU's Marsh Chapel, we'll hear you on Sunday as we do every Sunday. And why don't we go out on something?
The best piece for us to go out is the finale of part one of Schumann's great oratorio, The Paradise and the Peri. We recorded this year in the fall as part of an anniversary of Schumann's 200th birthday. And it's just fantastic music, and I know you'll enjoy it. It's a wonderful orchestra, the chorus, and soloist at full tilt.
All right, well, we'll listen, and we'll be listening on Sunday. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Adam. My pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our show is produced by myself, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our intern is Jason Breslow. We had additional help today from Susanna Boyle and help all this week from Rachel Gottbaum. Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Adam Ragusa. Join us again tomorrow for the last Radio Boston of 2010.